sometimes you just gotta sit back and say, what was that? Thank you, Jason Terry, for our what was that moment of the week. This is the Sports by Dallas podcast. I'm really trying to figure out what Jason Terry was thinking on Tuesday night against the Blazers. Blazers are a decent team. That would have been a really solid win to have. Dirk was back. It was a big game for Dallas. They trailed for a lot of it. They weren't playing their best basketball. Barea and Dirk had some nice games. Barea went a little ball hog happy in the fourth quarter. That wasn't good, but Dirk was hitting some big shots down the stretch. And it was one of those games where you had the feeling like it was going to come down to a last-second shot, and you just knew Dirk was going to get it at the top of the key, back his way down, and knock down a game-tying jumper. But that didn't happen. Game was 83-81, and Blazers had the ball, and Brandon Roy just shoots this ugly shot with the shot clock going down, completely misses rim. Jason Terry rebounds. On the play, Jason Kidd got knocked down and he was hurt. But Terry gets the rebound with about 16 seconds left. Mavericks have two timeouts, and Terry's brilliant idea is to push the ball. Not to call timeout since your point guard's on the ground. Not to call timeout so that you can draw up a play for Dirk and let him drain the clock and then take a buzzer beater. No, Terry's idea was to push the ball. Not only push the ball, but push the ball with a 2-on-4. It ended up being a 3-on-5. By the time they got to the other end of the court, it was Dampier, Dirk, and Jet. And then all five Blazers were in the picture. Barea, I don't even know where he was. He was on the court, but I don't know where he was. He wasn't in the picture anywhere. He wasn't on that half of the court. I was at the game and watching it back on TV, watching it live. I had the same reaction. It was just, call the timeout. It made no sense what Jason Terry was doing. Instead, he tries to push the ball, gets up there on Steve Blake and tries to just lay it up on him. Blake's got him blanketed and didn't foul him, just had him covered really, really well. Jet throws it up and misses, of course. They have to foul the Blazers. Blazers knock down two free throws. Blazers win 85-81. It was just really disappointing. The thing that was more disappointing than anything was after the game, how Jet's standing there trying to pass off that he was right for taking the shot. He wasn't right for taking the shot. That was, let me rephrase this. He's earned the right to take clutch shots. Minnesota last year, Philadelphia this year. He's hit big shots for the Mavericks throughout the years. But on a night when he's shooting 2 of 11, on a night when Dirk is just on fire in the second half, on a night when you don't have a shot, that's the thing that's the most mind-boggling thing. It's the most mind-boggling thing about this is that Jason Terry didn't have a good-looking shot. Now, if he has an open layup, go ahead, drive it. But when you have 2-on-4 and Steve Blake, who's reasonably just as fast as you is on you, can keep up with you, you can't just blow by him, and Jet tried and failed. Blake was backtracking and still was able to stay in front of him. Jet's got to be smarter than that. And then for after the game, for him to be like, oh, no, I don't second guess anything. What I did was right. No, what you did was stupid. Dirk takes that shot, unless you just have like a really good look. But Dirk takes that shot. You call timeout, you drop the play, you let Dirk back down whoever he's been abusing all night. But Jet didn't want to do that. Jet wanted to go into selfish mode. Mavericks play today. They've got Memphis up here at 2 o'clock. Memphis is 13-15. One of those wins coming against the Mavericks a couple weeks ago. So Mavericks looking for some revenge today. Dirk, hopefully he's all healed up from his elbow injury. Carl Landry's teeth getting shoved in his mouth. Or in his elbow, I'm sorry. It's, I don't know. Frustrated with Jason Terry. Wish he would start playing basketball like we all know he can. He's a talented player, but he's really cold right now, and he's making some really stupid decisions. Check out the Twitter, twitter.com/sportsbydallas. Blog is sportsbydallas.blogspot.com, and the YouTube channel, youtube.com/sportsbydallas. All right, thanks, guys. Go Mavericks.